at 20 past 10. Let's welcome in the panel. We've got Dean Lester joining us. How are you, Dean?
I'm good, thanks, Nards.
Look, we're playing at home for you today. What do you make of the meeting?
It's not a bad meeting. It's certainly an improving track, which is good news. And I think of all the horses here, I think, you know, even in the maidens, I think there's only one horse we haven't seen in some sort of trial or jump out. So, yeah, we've got a fair bit of information to work with.
We've also got Warren Huntley with us. How are you, Warren?
Very good, thanks, Nards.
How did you find the program?
Yeah, I think there's a little bit of value through the program. I might even sneak out there during the course of the day to see Dino in the black shorts.
I'll send you a photo, Warren.
Send me one too, please.
Oh, of course.
Well, definitely make my day, Dean. Thank you. All right, that's the boys. We've also got Trent Langscale with us. How are you, Trent?
Going well, thank you, Nadia.
What's the interest been like on the punting front today with the tab?
Well, not as much as we can get for a Sandown meeting on a Wednesday, or perhaps some of the country cups, particularly Geelong, that we'll be getting to throughout the spring. But there's still been some moving around, and hopefully Dean and Warren can find some of the ones that they think are good value, and they salute for them.
All right, well, let's have a look at the meeting. The first event today is a three-year-old maiden over 1,000, and he can take out runners 2, 7, 9, 14 and the 16. We've got a couple of first starters that kick off their careers in this race, Trent, and it's a very open market at the moment with the tab.
It is, and especially with the scratching yesterday of Real Reward, Nadia, that changed the market around. So from this morning, we have a new favourite in El Magnificence, who has tightened from $5.50 to $4.80. The Counsellor was at the top of the market this morning, but has drifted from $3.90 to $5. You've got Crystal Wings, who's had a trim as well, into $5.50. Vibrato at $6.50 as well. And then you've got a couple at $7.50 in Connery and Pepino. So an open affair the first. A new favourite, though, El Magnificence at $4.80. The Counsellor now on the second line of betting at $5.
OK. How does the map look at this stage, Dave?
Yeah, no, it's not probably a clear cut, but you know, I would expect Moonlight's Reward be first down to the rail from Barrier 3. Mount Horeb's got tactical speed. I'm thinking from out wider, Crystal Wings and Vibrato would probably have to take their chances and come across to some degree as well. So it's not a long run to that first turn at the 1,000-metre start, so ultimately I think it'll be pretty good speed.
And how does the strength of this race look?
It looks okay. I'm interested in Crystal Wings here, first up from a spell from the Ellerton Zara team. I think the trials have been sharp. It showed ability last time in, mainly at 1,000 metres, so I think this is a good opportunity first up to run well. The Counsellor looks a big, hulking sort of horse that trialled quite well recently at Sandown and looked to go quite well. 11 Vibrato was quite a good run at Seymour first up, and 4 Moonlight's Reward, as I said, I think it'll be first down to the rail, use its speed, and wasn't far away last start. But yeah, certainly the other one that's well in the market, El Magnificence, has trialled up well. 12, 8, 11 and 4.
So we go 12, 8, 11 and 4 there from Dean. How do you see this, Warren?
Go a different way after the same top selection, Nance, but I love the way Crystal Wings has been trialling. The first trial was solid enough. The second one was really sharp, out the wider, covering a bit of ground. Fastbrook, who won a better race yesterday at Wangaratta for Nigel Blackiston, was astern. I know it's only an 800-metre jump out, but just looks to be going very well. And I think a positive ride from that barrier draw can get her into a nice spot early in the day. I think that might be a disadvantage. I think she's a bit of value, number 12, Crystal Wings. Look, number 10, Vane Stream has trialled up nicely, trucking up just behind them, and interestingly that Callow rode in the trial and sticks here and looked like it had a bit to offer without really being asked. If there is solid tempo up front, I think Vane Stream, the debutante, can be strong late. El Magnificence trialled up in similar style, was trucking up nicely behind them in a trial without really being let go. And 8th Counsellor looked to go quite nicely in a recent jump out at Sandown. But I think 12's a bit of value out of 10, 3 and 8.
So 12 from 10, 3 and 8. So both Dean and Warren going the same way with the same top tip in the 12 in race 1. Dean goes 12, 8, 11 and 4, where Warren's gone 12, 10, 3 and 8. We go to race 2. This is a maiden to be run over 1,200 metres. Trent Scratching's here. You can take out runners 2, 13, 14 and also the 16.
Nadia, the favourite here in Futurist was $2.70 when we went back up this morning and did get out to as much as $3.30, but has been backed into $3.10 since then. You've got Minton Mosley, who has been a firmer from $6.50 this morning into $4.20. You've got Creative Harmony at $6.50. Natalia has been a little bit easy from $5 out to $7.50, and then it's $10 or better the rest, headed by Mercia Bell. So Futurist did ease earlier on this morning, but back in the $3.10 there ahead of Mint on Mosley at $4.20.
Well, Dean, difficult to get really confident about a map here. Just we've got to see them under race conditions before you know their real style. But just on what you've seen, who do you think can be prominent?
Yeah, I think any of the three inside gates will show some degree of speed. Nards, Tycoon Bill Caster, Creative Harmony, Futurist at 1200 wouldn't be that far away, and probably Mint on Mosley from out wide is the one I'm expecting most likely to even roll across them. But yeah, as you said, early in their careers and pretty speculative.
Well, Warren, we've got Futurist, who's come up favourite, who comes off of the Laconi race last time out. We've already seen a winner come out of that.
That was terrifically. It was very impressive, Ralston, yesterday, Nards. And look, I'm with Futurist, but gee, I think there's some good prospects in the debutants, and I'm going to go with Futurist because of that recent run. Seen him under race conditions recently, and the format of the race, as you mentioned, good. 1,100 to 1,200 metres looks a nice progression. Naam Tali's trialled up nicely for the Kieran Maher stable to make her debut, and I would expect to see a nice performance from her. As from Creative Harmony, looks a nice, big, strong type of son of Denman, and moved nicely without being tested late, particularly through the line in a recent jump out. And 11, Mercia Bell on debut for the Hayes Dabney Guard. Also was a little bit off the speed, but quicker nicely in a recent jump out also. We'll learn a little bit about it, but I think one's the one to beat on what we've seen. 1-12, 9-11.
1-12, 9-11. Dean, are you also with the favourite?
I am, Nards. I think it's a case of he's got the race brigade covered, and then you've got the first starters that sort of have got a bit of interest about them. And I thought Futurist run at Bendigo was terrific. Warren's outlined the form around it. He ran the best 400 of the day there. I think very close to a win and could well be today. The first starters, 9 Creative Harmony, I thought trialled nicely at Sandown. 11 Mercia Bell was out wide at Flemington, but trialled quite well. And 12 Naam Tali was ridden back, but trialled quite nicely also. So, yeah, the first starters are the queries, but Futurist the one to beat. 1-9, 11-12.
1-9, 11 and 12 from Dean. Warren goes 1-12, 9 and 11. That's a look at race 2. Over to the third race today, and this is a maiden of a 1,400. Number 4 is a late scratching. You can also take out runners 11 and 12. And, Trent, we've got an odds-on favourite in this event.
We do now, Nadia. You touched on those couple of scratchings yesterday and then Simeone at around about 9 o'clock this morning. So now, as a result, Liberatore is odds-on at $1.80. You've got Madonna Lily at $4, one over Rod at $6, and the other galloper in single figures is Jay Bell at $7.50. So most of the movement has been due to scratchings that occurred either yesterday or this morning with the late one of Simeone, but now Liberatore in the red at $1.80.
And Dean really found the line well at his first race start. How does the map look?
Yeah, that he did, Nards. Look, I think he maps to be in the first four, really. Probably Jay Bell and Madonna Lily can use barriers 1 and 2. Maybe Bellwist from out wider, and Liberatore, I think, will be right there, just right on the speed.
You with the favourites?
I am. He's had a trial since that good debut run and trialled nicely, and all things being equal, should be pretty hard to beat. Interested in the transformation of one over Rod, who's always been a really good horse at the trials and but then ridden for speed and never shown much. But now with Jason Warren, they've ridden him back in trials, rode him back at Seymour, and got quite a nice result out of him there. And I think progressing that way, he'll win races and he'll be very competitive here. Next best would be 9, Dash for Van. I thought it was probably in the worst ground at Benalla and didn't go too badly there, and at what I thought was a good maiden. It was big odds there, but ran okay. And with the late scratching of Simeone, 7 Madonna Lily, whose two runs in have been okay. But yeah, 10 the one to beat from 3-9-7.
So 10 from 3-9-7 from Dean. You got much more to add in this race, Warren?
No, but I don't know if I want to take the price, Nards. His debut run was good, Dean's reference, a jump out at Sandown subsequently. It looks a nice race for him, and scratchings have made it probably even a more suitable option for him. 10 Liberatore. I like the first run for the Warren stable of one over Rod. Madonna Lily is getting fitter from reasonable runs from a lengthy spell and might be able to make her own luck. And with the late scratching of Simeone, I had Jay Bell in as next best, but just where she's going to get to from that draw, she'd be strong late, but she just might need a little bit of luck to get through. 10, 3, 7 and 6.
10, 3, 7 and 6 from Warren, and Dean goes 10, 3, 9 and 7. That's a look at the first three races. We're up to race 4. This is an event over 1,400 metres where we don't have any scratchings, and the major percentage in the market here, Trent, is sitting with a first starter.
It is here, Nadia, with Ocean's 14, but has been a little bit easy this morning from 2.30 to 2.60. We have Amortentia, who has also been a drifter from $3.10 to $4.20. So the punters are just looking a little bit wider compared to those top two. You've got Red Shoes, who's been as much as $8.50 into $6.50. Ernest Credere at $8. Another demon is the other galloper in single figures at $9, but Retorno at a price has been specced from $26 into $12, so perhaps one there for the exotic. So Ocean's 14, an easing favourite at $2.60, and also Amortentia on the second line has been a drifter as well, now $4.20.
And who do you have settling in a prominent position, Dane?
Nads, I thought that the likes of Sly Choice, Amortentia, another demon from out wider, and perhaps the first starter, Ocean's 14 at 1400, wouldn't be that far away. And even Red Shoes from Barrier 1 would use that gate. But yeah, so there's a degree of tempo here, I think.
Warren, what have you been able to derive out of jump outs with the favourite?
Gee, I think it's a nice horse, Nads. It looks to have a good cruising speed, and in a fast jump out at Sandown recently, was able to ride the speed and kick on. We haven't really been able to test the form out of that jump out, but gee, relative times for the morning were good. Action looked terrific, and certainly well-bred, being by Ocean Park out of a well-performed New Zealand mare in Ruud van Slaat. I'm going to go with Ocean's 14. Again, tight enough in the market, but gee, looks like it's ready to go to the races and run very well. 11 ahead of 6. Amortentia, I think getting back onto the firmer ground from Cranbourne last start behind Metzen will certainly be a benefit, and all of the runs to date have been encouraging. I think another demon might be able to make Dane Luck somewhere near the speed and fitter for recent racing, stepping up to the 1400 metres a plus. And Red Shoes is honest, you've got to forgive that last run, but there could well have been excuses there, and the previous runs were building towards a victory in this type of race. 11, 6, 9, and 4.
11, 6, 9, and 4 from Warren. Are you also with this first starter, Dane?
Yeah, he's trialled very well now. Has trialled in blinkers. Doesn't have the blinkers on here for the debut. But I think on what it has shown to date, Ocean's 14, it'll be hard to beat. Amortentia is a really honest horse. Will put itself in a good spot, be right on the pace, and I think will be very competitive. 4, Red Shoes. Disappointed last start. Don't know what happened there, but is better than that. And 10, Ernest Credere. I thought its trial looked quite good. Wasn't really tested. Damien Oliver trialled it, and he sticks with it here. 11, 6, 4, and 10.
11, 6, 4, and 10 from Dean. And Warren goes 11, 6, 9, and 4. That's a look at race 4. The first 4 races are down. We've still got 5 to go. We'll preview those races on the other side of these important words. It's 28 to 11. And it's 26 to 11 on this Wednesday edition of Winners. And we are previewing on the panel today's program of racing from Cranbourne. We're up to race 5 now. And the scratchings in this race, Trent, only the one takeout number 5.
Well, Wiscal Duggery coming out this morning, Nadia, it's reshaped the market. So Strong Hand is the favourite, but has been easy this morning from 3 to 3.30. You've got Jolly's Cafe, similar, 3.30 out to 3.80. Zilbia as much as 4.60 this morning in a 4.40, so a slight tighten there. White Devon has been specced at a price from 11 into 7. And then other notable runners, you've got Potemkin at 7.50 and Praesenia at $10. So the top two in the market, easy here, Strong Hand and Jolly's Cafe at 3.30 and 3.80 respectively. A Titan for Zilbia now at 4.40.
And Dean, does it look to be a genuine spurt?
Yeah, field of 9 Nards, but I'm expecting White Devon and Jolly's Cafe, barriers 8 and 7. They've got a long run down that back straight at the 1600 metre start at Cranbourne. I think they'll work forward. Potemkin won't be that far away, and Strong Hand probably lands in the first 4. But yeah, I think the speed comes across from out wider and rolls along.
What do you like?
I'm probably not that keen on this race, Nards, but Strong Hand won well enough last start, broke a fairly long drought, but won nicely. Probably would have preferred the track to be on the softer side than what it's going to be, but he's a good chance nonetheless. 8 Jolly's Cafe, building up to a win, and certainly looks as though on the strength of the run at Seymour last start, he'll run 1,600 metres. 7, Potemkin will get a good run from the draw, has been racing consistently. And 10, White Devon, I just thought it'd be up on the pace, making its own luck, giving a good sight for a long way. But yeah, probably one of the races I'm not that keen on. No, it's 3, 8, 7 and 10.
So we go 3, 8, 7 and 10 from Dean. How do you see this race, Warren?
Very even, Nards. I thought Zilbia was very good late last start. Again, I wouldn't want the track to improve too much, but thought the last 1,500 metres of Zilbia's race was very strong and a little step up in distance suits. Need a little bit of a solid tempo and a bit of luck from the draw, but Dean referenced a reasonable run from that shoot start. So able to get into a nice spot. I think Zilbia will be strong late. Stronghand lost his way a little bit for a while, and now with Shaeedin, that was a dominant win last start. The previous run behind White Devon was solid enough. So, again, around about the 1,400-1,600 metre distance range is a good option. He's in winning form. Jolly's Cafe is going to roll forward, make his own luck, and it was a good performance last start at Seymour. Just that race was dominated a bit closer to the speed. Angelic Spirit really just was able to control the race, and it was a narrow margin at the end. And Potemkin's deep into a preparation, but maps very well. 6, 3, 8, and 7.
So 6, 3, 8, 7 from Warren. Dean goes 3 from 8, 7, and 10. That's a look at race number 5. We're up to the quaddy legs now. Race 6 being the first of those. This is a benchmark 70 to be run over 1,400 metres, and we're clear of scratchings.
Nadia, there hasn't been too much movement here in the 6th event at Cranbourne. You've got Sunday Prey, a $2.60 favourite. Light and Fire, just a little ease from 3 to 3.10 this morning. Hard Empire at $7. Written Attraction is the other galloper in single figures at 8, and then it's $11 or better the rest, headed by Lock and Ockie. So not too much movement in the first leg of the quaddie. Sunday Prey heads the market at $2.60.
Okay, the map, Dean, who do you have going forward?
Yeah, it certainly looks as though the way he was ridden last start, Sunday Prey, it's up for grabs, the lead. He can achieve that. Written Attraction might come across with him from barrier 11. I think they're the two most likely to go forward, and then there's not a lot of top-end speed behind them, so he should find the front Sunday Prey.
Okay. Warren, how have you ranked these horses in this race?
Well, I think that hopefully sets it up with recent runs under the belt from a lengthy spell for Light Fire to just camp in just behind the speed. I like the way he ran through the line second up, and I think 1,400 metres now with runs under the belt. He jumped out nicely going into this preparation, but I just think it might have taken a few runs to get into that race fitness, and I think it sets up beautifully for 5 Light and Fire. The stablemate 9 Hard Empire from the Weir stable was solid enough in a leader-dominated race last start. Again, he's getting fitter and settling into the Weir regime. I think he'll be off the speed, but he can be strong late. Sunday Prey was very good last start, can go forward and make his own luck again. Chelsea Hall understands him well, and obviously the association with the Maloney stable is a good thing there. Was aboard last start. Same can be said for Written Attraction. Just been racing through the grades and doing it in good style. But I'm keen on 5 ahead of 9, 2 and 10.
So we go 5 from 9, 2 and 10 from Warren. What about you, Dean?
Yeah, I think he's the best of the day, Nards. Light and Fire. His two runs in have been terrific. Sectional times were excellent first up, chasing home at Echuca in a leader-dominated race. And then last start, clearly in the worst ground, and an in-form horse beat him in Bonds Away. Three goes at the 1,400, two wins in the second. I think this is his race to strike this preparation. Number 5 to beat 2 Sunday Prey, as mentioned. I think he'll find the front. And it was a change in tactics last start. They were trying to get him to settle back in the field, and he was over racing. They just let him go at Sandown, and he raced really well. He's the main danger. Lock and Ocky carried a big weight last start, ran well. He drops 3 kilos on that run, and Night Star kicking off might be next best. But I'm keen on Light and Fire. 5, 2, 3, 7.
So 5, 2, 3, and 7. And Warren is also very keen on the 5. He's gone 5 from 9, 2, and 10. That's a look at race number 6. Over to the 7th race, and in this event, we've got benchmark 70, 1,200, the scratching. You can take out runners 10 and 15 here, Trent.
Another favourite here, Nadia, which is drifting in the market. Razor Flame was $3 this morning, now at $3.60. You've got Sneakers, who has shortened from $4.60 to $4.20. You've got Ajani, who's been easy, 5 out to 6. Another Coldy's been specked at the price this morning from as much as 12 into 7.50. And then Port Triano, the best of the others, even a little trim there from 11 to 9. So Razor Flame, a drifting favourite at $3.60. Support for the second elect in Sneakers, now at $4.20.
And who do you have prominent in the run in this race, Dean?
Nards, I think the speed here probably comes from Razor Flame in barrier 1. Ajani, I wouldn't have it too far away. Sneakers maybe from barrier 4, but I think Razor Flame probably leads it. I don't think there's a lot of pressure from out wide here in this race. I think the speed's closer to the inside.
What do you like?
I've gone with Portriano at a price. I just think this horse is going really well. His first up run was good, second up sound, got the money last time out. I just think he's big odds here, and he probably lands just behind that speed that I outlined, so fourth or fifth, and I think he'll run very well. Razor Flame, suited by the pattern of the day last start, but certainly won well. Drier track here. Ajani down from Sydney for the Satellite Snowden team at Flemington, and 13 Sneakers had a little freshen and a recent jump out. But I thought 12 was over the odds. 12, 5, 4 and 13.
12, 5, 4 and 13. Warren?
We're going to get more and more used to seeing Peter and Paul Snowden's name in the form guide now. And I think Ajani, although the form in New South Wales is solid up, it's not outstanding, but a jump out since Ajani's arrived here has been solid and can roll forward and get a spot near the speed. I think in an even race for Ajani's got as good a chance as anything. Also liked a recent jump out of 13 Sneakers, and I think she's a winner here, and I can understand the support, the trend outline for her. Razor Flame will be making his own luck on the speed, and Portriano took a while to get that win on the board, but did show a good turn of foot late last start. I think they're the four key runners. Not much between them. 4, 13, 5 and 12.
4, 13, 5, 12 from Warren. Dean goes 12 from 5, 4 and 13. That's a look at the seventh race. So we head over to race number 8, and this is a benchmark 64 to be run over 1,000. The scratchings, Trent, you can take out runners 1, 9, 10 and also the 17.
Villa Rosa is the favourite for the 8th here, Nadia, at $3.10. Another one just a little bit easier this morning. Gwyneth at $3.40. You've got Open House at $5.50. Hollywood Girl at $9. And then it's $11 or better the rest. So, well, not too much in the betting with the top two in the market. Only 30 cents with Villa Rosa there at $3.10 and Gwyneth at $3.40. So competitive, the 8th there at Cranbourne.
Okay, so that's a look at the market. How does the map look, Dean?
I think the speed's pretty good, Nards, and it's all drawn in, so they should get their spots pretty quickly. Gwyneth in 3, North Cape 1, Open House 2, Secretan in 5. I think that's the main speed element. And then you've got horses like Villa Rosa and maybe the Centurion coming across from out wide. But, yeah, I think the speed's certainly down to the inside.
All right. Warren, as far as this race is concerned, you've got the favourite in a horse who's first up in Villa Rosa. Which way are you going?
I'm with Villa Rosa, Nance, but I don't think there's a lot between them. And I wouldn't even be surprised to see a horse like the Centurion be able to be very strong late here. I'm going with Villa Rosa. Everything she's done to date's been pretty solid. She's trialled up nicely, actually in the same official trial that Open House come through. So we've got a handle on how they're both going. They look to be coming to hand well. Villa Rosa was held together. The crossover noseband goes on here. So if she can camp behind that speed, I think she's got a chance, as does Open House, who looks to have come to hand well. And her two runs to date have been good and gets a spot on the speed without doing that much work, as does Gwyneth, who'll be fitter for that run at Sandown. They didn't go that hard early there, but it was a solid enough performance and fitter, and the Motown little form line should hold up well here. And the Centurion, whose form ties in with Villa Rosa on debut, be perhaps off the speed to some extent, but strong late, and they're a bit of a raw talent, but there's a bit of it there. 8, 7, 3 and 2.
So we go 8, 7, 3 and 2. Are you also with this horse Villa Rosa, who's first up, Dean?
A good chance, Nards, but I'm with Gwyneth. I thought it was a pretty good run first up, and I think she's got a really good body of work at 1,000 metres. Last preparation went through racing really well, and just the one failure was at the 1,200 at Group 3 level. First up ran well. Chelsea Hall rides these on-pace runners really well, and I think Gwyneth's got a terrific chance. Villa Rosa, certainly the danger. I just, obviously a horse that's had issues, so they've got to have her pretty well ready to go when she steps out first up. And as Warren mentioned, Open House from the same trialled well and showed a lot of ability in that first campaign. They're the three for the quaddy for me, and then probably Secretan at a price might be a little place chance, but 3, 8, 7 and 5.
So we go 3, 8, 7, 5 from Dean, and Warren goes 8 from 7, 3 and 2 in race number 8. To the final event, race 9. This is to be run over 1,300, and the scratchings are runners 2, 8, 10, 12, 14 and also the 17.
And with those scratchings, Nadia, there has been a shake-up in the betting this morning. Now, Deported went up a $3.20 favourite and is still holding on to favouritism, but is now $4.20. You've got Carousel, who has shortened from $4.80 to $4.40, and also Just a Dreamer, $7 into $4.80. Magellan at $7, and then Fast and Rolling, the other in single figures at $8.50. So, Deported Clinging to favouritism at $4.20, there has been a tighten up for both Carousel and Just a Dreamer, $4.40 and $4.80 respectively.
Okay, so that's a look at the way that the market is now looking after. We do have quite a few scratchings out of the final event. How's it going to be run, Dave?
Yeah, it's changed the speed dynamic, I think, to some degree, Nards. Deporter showed good speed in a recent trial, might use Barrier 1. I had the likes of Fast and Rolling, perhaps G-Wiz and Moussa de Arts from good draws showing some degree of speed. But yeah, Deporter may use that barrier from that 1,300 metre start.
Who do you have as your most likely winner here?
I thought it was a pretty tricky end of the program, but I think Fast and Rolling's going quite well. Would have preferred it on softer ground, but he's got an each-way chance in an even race. I think the one that is a good each-way chance now that's got in the field is Magellan, number 15. Didn't win last time in, but ran some good races in City Grade and has trialled up nicely. I don't know what went wrong with Sammy the Boss last start, but the previous two runs suggested he was going well, and he's shown good ability when he was in Perth, and he's already won his maiden here this time in. He could bounce back, and Gee Whiz are fitter for one run in. So I'm a little bit against the market here, the way that the market's trending, but I thought 6 and 15 were the better chances. 6, 15, 9 and 1.
So we go 6, 15, 9 and 1 from Dean. How do you see this race, Warren?
Well, wide as you could go in this leg of the quaddie, now it's getting a run as an emergency. I'm going to go with Deporter. The New Zealand form looked solid enough. Did a few things wrong, but given time to mature, first run here for the new stable and with a trial under the belt and showed speed there, going with 18, Deported. Just a Dreamer, I think getting onto firmer ground certainly than we had last start will certainly suit with the heavy nine at Cranbourne here behind Mascolino, and the track conditions were blamed for the failure there. 5 Carousel was very effective, fresh last preparation with Paddy Maloney aboard, and 7 Muse EDRs might be better getting over a little bit further, but reasonable field to finish and a few going forward might be strong late and a wide race. I'd be including number 7. 18, 16, 5 and 7.
18... 16, 5 and 7 there from Warren, and Dean goes 6 from 15, 9 and 1 in the final event. Okay, Dean, what's your best roughy quaddie and your play of the day?
Nards, my best is race 6, number 5, Light and Fire. My best value is Port Triano, race 7, number 12. Quaddie, first leg 2, 3, 5. Second leg 4, 5, 12, 13. Third leg 3, 7, 8. And the last leg 6, 9, and 15. And play of the day, I like the maiden race number 4. I'm pretty keen on Ocean's 14, but I'd be taking a box trifecta there of numbers 4, 6, 10 and 11. But if you wanted to stand one out, it would be 11 ahead of the other three numbers.
Wonderful. Dean, good punting today.
Beauty. Thanks, Nards.
Dean Lester and his analysis of the meeting today from Cranbourne. How do you see it, Warren?
I like Light and Fire also. Now it's race 6, number 5. I thought we could kick off with a bit of value. Race 1, number 12, Crystal Wings, looks to be coming to hand very well for her first up run this prep. For the quaddie, first leg 2, 5, 9 and 10. Second leg 4, 5 and 13. Third leg 2, 3, 7 and 8. And home with numbers 5, 7, 16 and 18. Light and Fire, best of the day. I might take a running double out of Light and Fire. Race 6, number 5, one out. Into race 7, numbers 4, 5 and 13.
Wonderful, Warren. We'll talk later in the week. Thank you for that.